Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. Geraldine is an outgoing 25-year-old. When she comes to the office from mainly working at home, she's well-liked by her colleagues there. Netra is older and has been with the company for a dozen years. Some people around the office don't really like her that much as a person, even though she's a good worker. Netra seems to thrive on making rude or unpleasant remarks about people, including Geraldine. One day, Geraldine has some cake with her lunch. When Netra sees it, she remarks,
"If you don't watch it, you're going to get fat."
A few months later, Netra directs an even more insulting remark to Geraldine about her appearance. Later, she appears to apologise.
"I'm sorry I said that, but it is kind of true."
Other less welcome remarks continue coming Geraldine's way. She decides to chat with Elizabeth, a co-worker she trusts. She has a background in HR, though she's not currently employed in that role.
"Though I admit it's been affecting me. I'm upset that she bothers me, but she constantly directs negative comments at me."
"Now, you're not alone, Geraldine. We've all tasted Netra's so-called sense of humour."
"Wait, you mean she thinks these remarks are funny?"
"Sort of. If you want her to stop, you need to be more direct. Here's what you need to do. Stop smiling and stay impassive in the face of this trash talk. Let your silence and your body language get across your message without aggression."
When Netra later remarks how Geraldine's dressed, she stares back. Then, after a pause, announces in a voice that carries around the office,
"Please don't make remarks about my clothing, Netra. I don't want you to comment personally on my clothing or anything else about me."
Geraldine turns away and gets busy with work. The word gets around. Other people too start giving Netra a hard time over her antisocial behaviour. When Netra meets her supervisor a few days later, she's shocked. It seems those in charge know what's been happening. She's issued with a verbal warning about disrespecting colleagues and trash-talking. Here's another story about trash-talking. General Stanley McChrystal, a former US Forces chief based in Afghanistan, made big news in 2010 when President Barack Obama dismissed him. Rolling Stone magazine had quoted him and his aides criticizing Obama and other senior US officials. What made General McChrystal's dismissal inevitable was not that he criticized his boss, but that he did it publicly. Trash-talking is competitive incivility and includes boastful comments about oneself or insulting someone else. If you want to succeed at work, avoid this sort of rudeness. Trash-talking can be confined to slagging off competitors. There's a general trend nowadays towards rudeness and less respectful attitudes towards others. Cultural factors partly explain this change. If you're caught bad-mouthing someone, apologise at once. Explain that you were venting frustration and that's not how you feel about them. And give two examples of what you like about the person. People have lots of questions about trash-talking, including, how do I deal with a trash-talker at work? One thing you can be sure about, if they talk like that about someone else, they may well do the same about you. If trash-talking were easy to eliminate, there would not be much happening. Research confines that it's prevalent at work. In a Wharton study, 57% of employees reveal that trash-talking occurs every month or more. While there are numerous ways of tackling trash-talking, the golden rule is don't join in. Refuse to be a party to it. Others will follow your example. Recognize that their talk reveals more about the speaker than those being trashed. Most trash talkers at work are insecure, anxious people who cope by knocking others and then feeling superior. Talk involving disrespect, racism, sexual aggression, ageism, and other isms is a form of trash talking. Avoid this form of behavior too. Managers and supervisors tend to wish this kind of behavior away, so don't rely on them responding well to complaints about it. Another question people have is, what if I trash talk another person by mistake? Well, first, act fast to make amends. Approach the other person and offer an apology, not an excuse. For example,
"Look, I wanted to apologise for what I said during the coffee break earlier. That was inappropriate. I'm embarrassed, and that office gossip won't ever leave my lips again."
Depending on how seriously you've offended, be prepared to own up before someone complains about you to your supervisor or manager. For example, say,
"I'm so sorry. I didn't know you ever heard that. But that doesn't make what I said right. I know this apology won't make up for it, but I genuinely do apologise, because I know hearing that couldn't have felt great. I hope you can forgive me."
Do not compound your error of trash-talking by offering an excuse or attempt to justify your behaviour. Admit you got it wrong and show genuine remorse. Another question that people have is, how can trash-talk harm my career? When you trash-talk an opponent, research suggests that they may perform better. Is that what you want? When you make an uncivil remark to a teammate, your teammate is likely to perform worse, so you and the team may suffer. Your negative actions can sap morale and create a hostile work environment to the detriment of others, including you. A reputation for unwholesome talk about others at work may boomerang to harm your reputation and make others lose respect for you. If you extend your bad-mouthing onto social media and the internet, it could come back even more to bite you. You could even be embroiled in a lawsuit. What's more, this stuff sticks around for ages. Depending on what you said and did, your employer might fire you and then sue you for defamation, slander, or libel. So what action am I proposing? First, avoid the allure of trash talking, as it might come back to bite you. Secondly, if you see a colleague doing it, explain how it makes you uncomfortable and it's wrong. And thirdly, if you're a victim of bad mouthing, speak up and invite the person to discuss their concerns. Trash talking, bad mouthing, rudeness, or gaslighting all lead to destructive, disrespectful behaviour. Resist any urge to participate in it. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.